Good afternoon. My name is Jennifer Amiad, and I'm a hearings officer. It is December 18th, 2018, at approximately 3:34 p.m. Is Luis Adriano Furtado Holanda here? Could you please come here and sit at the table with the microphone? Yes. Usually this hearing would be at 3:45, but for some reason your hearing notice said 3:34, which is an unusual time for us.
Okay.
But since that's what your notice said, we're going to go ahead and proceed. Mm-hmm. No one's currently here from the parking enforcement office. If they do show up, I'll allow them to testify because of the kind of unusual time.
Of course.
This is case number 1180271 involving the tow of a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you for being here today.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, no one's currently present from the parking enforcement office. If they don't show up at all, we'll just go based on the evidence that they've provided in writing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a few administrative pieces to take care of before we get to your testimony. First, did you receive a packet from us in the mail?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a good address for us to use in the future?
Yeah.
Okay, great. We will mail you a copy of my written decision within the next 2 weeks mm-hmm. to that address.
Okay.
Okay. Did you receive a statement of rights in the packet that we sent to you? It has a camera on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Do you have any questions about your rights?
Mm-hmm. It's
okay.
Clear. Thank
great.
You.
I'd like to let you know that this hearing is being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Our usual practice is to post the hearing recordings online, so that way you can listen to it if you want to. The drawback to that is that other people could listen to the hearing, so I want to give you the option of opting out of having it posted online if you'd prefer.
Should I opt out now?
If you don't want it posted, yeah, let us know.
It's okay.
Now.
No.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. It'll be up in the next few days then. If
mm-hmm.
you want to listen.
it
sounds like you also picked up a packet from the window with information that the city provided.
This, yeah.
Yep. Did you get a chance to look through that?
Yeah, I had a quick look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll have you testify about the information in the packet in a few minutes, but first, did you see anything in there that was included by mistake that doesn't have anything to do with your vehicle?
I don't think so. It looks related.
Great. I agree. So I'm going to go ahead and admit Exhibits 1 through 15 into the record,
mm-hmm.
and that just means that I can rely on them when I'm making my decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about the process. As you can see, this is not a courtroom. I'm not a judge. I'm a hearings officer. We're a little less formal here. I'm meant to make a neutral, impartial decision based on the evidence. If the evidence that you provide and the city provide indicate that the person who ordered the tow of your vehicle followed all of the relevant laws and rules, I'm required to find that the tow is valid.
Mm-hmm.
But if you primarily prove that they didn't follow all of the rules and laws that apply to the tow, then I can invalidate the tow and order that your tow and storage fees be refunded.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that you included a receipt from the Uber fare to go pick up your vehicle. Unfortunately, if I do find the tow invalid, there's nothing in the city code that allows those funds to be reimbursed.
Okay.
So it would just be the tow and storage fees.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this hearing is only about the tow of the vehicle. If you also received a parking ticket, a citation, that can be appealed to the court, the Multnomah County Circuit Court. It's a separate process.
Mm-hmm.
They're two different hearings, and they don't really have anything to do with each other. So if you want to contest that, I think you probably received a yellow
yeah.
gold envelope. There should be instructions on how to appeal that on that envelope.
Good.
All right. Do you have any questions about that process? Okay. If you could please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide will be the truth?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. Could you please tell me why you believe that the parking officer didn't follow all the relevant laws and rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle?
Well, I think the parking officer probably followed the rules. Basically, in the documents that I sent you guys, is that the information that was provided to us wasn't really, was misleading. There was a website provided by the same group that was responsible for the leaf day, and you could basically type your address at the website and it will give you the zone and the date. But there was a mistake with the website, which is what this is showing. When I type my home address, it shows that my leaf day will be on December 3rd, and it was actually on November 28th, so I was not expecting that to be the day of leaf day. And I actually have also an email chain with other people that live in the same building that I do, and they were all confused about that. So I think it's more of a technological issue, which is of course not the officers, the person who towed my car, he's not responsible for knowing that. I just think it wasn't really matching information and it was really not helpful for us. So I think it could be considered, again, misleading information that we could have got a bit more clarity on. Again, I would never leave my car on their way knowing that they need to clean the streets if I knew that was the day.
So can I ask you a little bit more about this website? Is this something that you accessed prior to the day your car was towed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not only me, but other people that live in my building, and they were actually talking about the December 3rd date as our leaf day date, and that was the day that like got into my head about like 2 months before or a month before. Yeah.
Okay. And what happened on the Wednesday that your vehicle was towed? Did you not go out and see the signs?
Yeah, I saw my vehicle was missing, and then I saw the sign, and then I called the number, and they told me it was in the address, I think A and B towing. So I went there and I paid the fee, which is the other receipt in the thing, in the packet, and I got my car back. And I park in another street.
Okay, great. I do want to note for the record that the city provided a lot of information about their leaf day, including mm-hmm. Exhibit 14, which looks like this, Inner West. And there's a map attached to it, which is sort of helpful, but it doesn't include any street names.
Yeah.
I would like to look at this map a little further, but I can't really do so without your permission. Do you have any objection to me looking at this map or a related map so
ahead.
I can try to pinpoint the zones more carefully?
Go
okay.
ahead.
Great. All right. Well, I agree with you. I think that the officer who ordered your vehicle towed did follow all the laws and rules, but I agree that there might be an intervening factor here where you were misled about the day that your tow was going to happen. I also had one additional question about the photographs provided by the city. Exhibit number 11 shows various photographs of your car and no parking sign here. I assume it's really blurry in the top right photograph,
yeah.
But I don't see anything that says what the sign said. Did you notice any signs on your street on the Tuesday or Wednesday?
No. Okay. It could be there before, but I didn't. And like, honestly, like these are there all the time, and I was like, December 3rd, December 3rd. Uh-huh. Don't leave your car on the street on December 3rd.
Okay. Well, I do want to point out, just since I've got you here, that the city code requires just 24 hours notice. So if they put those barricades up, a vehicle can be towed for a violation as long as they've been up for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a lot of notice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there is another part of the city code that requires vehicle owners not to store their vehicles on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You need to move it every 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just telling you this because you live in the neighborhood where it sounds like they put up a lot of temporary parking restrictions.
Mm, yeah.
So I would suggest just keeping an eye out. It sounds like that's what happened here. But I'm not going to issue a, well, is there anything else you'd like me to consider?
I mean, again, I think this is the most clear evidence of the misleading. If you look at the dot, probably this website's still up there, if you have the chance of trying, and how the dot is showing height, and I believe 20th or 22nd. And my house is, it was kind of like unluck also that like two blocks difference also moved the zone, which moved the date. But I'm actually in Northwest 7, which is where the toll happened, which is the 28th of November, leaf day cleaning zone. And then December 3rd is related with Northwest 8. So that was basically the reason why maybe only it was only me, or maybe other people were also let to leave their car in that area.
So what you're saying is based on exhibit number 3, it's showing you as living here, but really you live over here in the other zone?
No. I'm talking about this one. I don't know the number. Yeah.
Yep.
So you see the little pin?
Mm-hmm.
So when I type my address, which is showing up there, 283, it's showing, the address is actually showing as part of Northwest 8, while it should actually show as part of Northwest 7.
Okay.
And that's a difference of 5 days, which is, that's why it gave me the December 3rd as a date, while it should actually have given me a November 28th, which is when the toll happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm not going to issue a decision right now. I will take a little time to think about this. I will issue a decision in writing, and you can expect it in the mail within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for your time. So I should basically do the same process in parallel for this little guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what their process is, but yeah, you probably have to send something to the court. I'm not sure what the deadlines are, so I would check it.
It's still valid. Yeah, I checked that before.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I have until December 28th for that.
Okay.
Okay.
If I do find that your tow was invalid, we'll give you some instructions for sending us your, I think, oh, you did already send your receipts, right?
I sent the receipts, yeah.
Okay.
But I haven't sent any bank, like, information or anything.
Okay, let me just confirm. Yeah, the receipts. Okay, great. So we do have your receipts if the tow is invalid. If I do find that the tow was valid and you disagree with me, you have the right to appeal my decision to the Multnomah County Circuit Court as well. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. The hearing's now closed. You too.